Deep Thought, the boat left abandoned in Lake Michigan, has been removed and is up for auction. August 5th is the last day to make a bid. The boat also is being turned into a bobblehead. WUWM's Eddie Morales visited the Bobblehead Museum to learn what fascinates and frustrates people about the once abandoned boat.
At the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum in Milwaukee, guests are greeted at the entrance.
We even have bobbleheads from the 1800s over here, with the oldest in our collection being 1841. Not the oldest in history, just the oldest that we have.
Thousands of baubles decorate the museum's shelves. Many of them depict athletes or pop culture icons, but others show familiar Milwaukee landmarks like the Hone Bridge. The museum collects and produces bobbleheads for sale. Co-founder and CEO Phil Sklar says one of this year's most popular pre-orders is Deep Thought, the abandoned boat that sat on Lake Michigan's shoreline for almost 7 months.
We initially came out with the bobblehead that has, or the bobble boat that has the different graffiti on it, you know, some of the iconic graffiti like the aliens that was on the side and SS Minnow and the anchor.
The Deep Thought saga started in October last year when a Mississippi couple abandoned the 43-foot boat near McKinley Beach after running out of gas. It became an unofficial landmark to some and an eyesore to others. After several unsuccessful attempts, the boat was finally removed in May. Milwaukee County paid $20,000 for its $50,000 removal. Now, the county hopes to recoup its costs through an auction that ends August 5th. Museum co-founder Sklar shares some production details of the bobble boat.
It bobbles really well, so that's one of the things we always try to do, but this one has two springs and it bobbles over the water and sand, and we used a cool clear resin so the water looks like that water feel.
Sklar joins me with the prototype in hand as I ask visitors about the abandoned boat.
What are your thoughts on seeing it? Like, this is the prototype for it.
I think it's great. In other words, we just went through the whole museum and have seen a lot of different things, and there's pretty unique things. So having another bobblehead to represent Milwaukee, I think, is great.
That's Mike Friedman. He says he's followed the boat's removal closely.
Sheldon Wasserman, who's an assembly person, had a good idea. So the county and the city shouldn't really pay for all the costs to do that, so they try to minimize the way to do that. So I thought a good idea was to chop it up and sell it in pieces instead of the whole boat by itself.
Despite wanting to deconstruct the boat, Friedman wouldn't mind seeing it reappear somewhere in the city as a monument and reminder that this shouldn't happen again. Museum guest Rosanna Franson shares a different opinion. Here's her reaction to seeing the boat in bobble form.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
What would you like to see happen with it at this point? I mean, it's up for auction. Do you hope that someone gets rid of it? Or, you know, if it popped up somewhere in the city again, would you think that's an eyesore? Would you visit it?
I probably think it would tend to be more of an eyesore than put it somewhere. Pictures of it are fine, I think.
Franson comments on the removal process.
It seemed to be like they could have figured out how to get it out of there sooner. I was surprised it took so long.
Jonathan Forsyth is visiting from Arkansas. He's hearing about Deep Thought for the first time.
We're landlocked. We don't have a lot of boats.
We have some lakes, right? Or no?
We have some lakes, yeah. Yes, but not that. Not I mean, that, that's... Yeah. No, what is that?
So, yeah, what happened was this couple bought this
I explain the timeline of events to Forsyth and show him the bobble boat prototype.
Oh, wow. That's really fancy.
If this was something that happened from where you're from, do you think you would be more upset at the, you know, the cost behind this, the headache behind it, or would you be kind of fascinated as well, like a lot of people are?
It should be like an art installation is what it should be, is what the city should make it. Because if it has a history with the city of Milwaukee, then it should they should make it an art installation. There's all of these beautiful murals and everything here. That's what they should do with it.
Mm-hmm. Sklar says the $35 Deep Thought baubles will be individually numbered up to 2025. The museum will also release a paint-your-own version for those who want to add their own graffiti. Eddie Morales, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.